it's back here on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, the great Rob Lanier, Georgia State Panthers, the ice handler himself. Coach Lanier, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I can't complain. Just you know, I think our season is over, so that's always, you know, unique. You know, when you're going through the season, it seems long, and when it's over, you're wondering where all the time went, and it's a little bit of a shock to get out of that routine that the season presents for you. But we're doing well.
And Coach, for our listeners out here in Atlanta who may have not paid attention closely, but you all had two pauses this year and still won 16 and won 16 games in one of the weirdest years possible. Got to the Sun Belt Championship game and had chances to win that game as well. So tell us out here about the adversity your team faced this year and how proud you are of those guys winning 16 games considering all the factors around them all year long.
Yeah, I think across the country, and you still see it happening, you know, JR with, I think Kansas is out of there was just some breaking news today that Kansas is out of the Big 12 tournament. Virginia's game was canceled today. Duke's season is over because of COVID. And we brought our guys back late July, and they've been here ever since without a normal college experience going on, especially my freshmen. They've been basically in isolation, or at least traveling in a real small circle in a regiment to try our best to avoid being affected by it. And through Christmas, we were doing just well. And then after Christmas, we had three pauses, and it was like something every other week. We just couldn't get our whole team on the practice floor. And through all of that, it's a credit to our young people that we stuck together, and we found a rhythm late in the season where we got a chance to practice every day. And we started to improve and play some of our best basketball, some of the basketball that we had envisioned in the first semester when we started out 7-1. We felt like we were a team that if we continued to improve, that we could have a great conference year and a great season and accomplish something. And we still approached that. We didn't quite get over the hump that we had set out to achieve, but certainly we feel like we got it moving in the right direction.
And Coach Lanier, I cautioned my listeners all year long about your team. I know you got to understand something. When these guys are young and they have not been had a chance to practice in jail. So when you're going out there, one day preps here after being on pauses and playing, so it's a crapshoot. And still, your team still won games, you know, and that's what's so testament about to your team, Coach, that you all won despite odds. And people did not understand a lot, but I had to just do a lot of explaining here on the show about your team. And I'm like, look, it's not what you think it is. You look at the bigger picture here, not the small picture.
Yeah, you know, I think too, you know, we had an 8-game winning streak at the end of the season, and we got better during that streak. Like the first 2 or 3 games of that winning streak, we didn't play great, but we found a way to win. And then we started winning in a different way as we got further down the streak. The level of toughness, connectedness of our group, our execution, you know, our defense in the late stages of games, really, we really started to become the team that we wanted to become. And the final performance of the season was disappointing because it didn't reflect the progress we were making. And so that's always disappointing. But I think that 8-game winning streak, the fact that we had yet to play our very best, that was still out there for us, was encouraging. And it's still encouraging going forward that there's a level that we could potentially reach that we haven't hit yet. And so we still go into the offseason striving for that space, to enter into that particular space. And so we'll start our postseason workouts in the next few weeks, and we'll do it with that mindset that there's a level that we have yet to reach that we're striving for.
And Coach Lanier, this time around, hopefully you have your guys on campus for a natural calendar here, because rather than being away from you guys, trying to send them workouts and hoping they're holding themselves accountable, but now you can have them there and get them the way you want to get them for us working out development? Because I know you love player development. That's something very key in your program, is developing young men's talents on off the floor. So I know that having those guys in Georgia State is going to help you next year, knowing your team is young and coming back again. And maybe with the new rule we have here for this year, maybe some of your seniors may come back as well. So you may have some guys roster manager wise where you still have a chance to actually achieve the level for the foundation that you set that winning streak through this tournament here.
Yeah, I think from a roster standpoint, everything's on the table, and we feel like coming back, we're going to have a strong roster. So what we didn't get to do at this time last year when COVID hit was we didn't have spring, and so it was my first year. And obviously, at the end of that first year, you like to have that spring opportunity to take what you learned from the season and adapt that to your player development, you know, so that it's fresh in those guys' minds and you can really hit the things that you feel the individuals on the team need to improve upon. And so I think it'll be great for our program, for our coaches, for our strength coach, for our academic people, as the semester ends, to have our hands on. And that will be great. And then certainly to have a normal summer plan where guys can build on. And we have all of the coaches write down what they believe each guy's got to improve on. And we try to put our heads together and watch film with these guys and get in the gym and try to really take the game to another level with the information that we got from this season and build that. And I'm hopeful that we won't achieve like real normalcy, but hopefully we'll take another step in that direction and at least have a more of a normal schedule. And maybe by the fall, start to move into a normal academic setting. And because we don't even feel like our freshmen had a normal freshman year as students, you know, just they haven't sat in the classroom yet. So there's so many opportunities for growth in our group that's a little bit exciting in light of all the things that we've had to endure.
Now for you personally, Coach Lanier, how have you grown as a leader, as a man, as a husband, and a coach here? Because this last year has been tough on all of us. It made us all think about things and change our ways and grow from this. How has it made you grow and develop as a man and a leader and a husband?
Well, I got an opportunity consistently to practice what I've been preaching. You know, as coaches, we can be pretty good at telling other people what to do and what we think they should do and, you know, how to achieve success or whatever. But, you know, this was a year where you really had to walk the walk and you had to be level headed and consistent. And, you know, you had to be an example for young people and for your family and all of these things. You really had to walk it and you couldn't hide because we were going to be together all the time and it was going to be clear adversity, and how you responded to those things was going to, it was going to permeate throughout your program, throughout your home. If every time we couldn't practice, you couldn't handle that, then certainly that was going to, I think, affect the foundation of what you're trying to do with your players. And so those opportunities continue to arise. And I think as a staff, you know, I'm really grateful for the staff that I have. You know this, JR, I got great people on my staff. If there was ever a time where the importance of having good people around you was really critical, this year was as critical as it could ever possibly be. To really have great people in your circle on a day-to-day basis. And fortunately for me, we had that.
And you have Cliff Warren, a great guy, Chris Crater, a great guy, Jarvis Hayes, I mean, your support staff. I mean, you have a A-plus staff. And to get a job like Georgia State that you have and the assemble a staff that good grades you have, man, you are blessed, like you said. Having the right inner circle around you, coach, is so key to anybody's success. And you have those guys you can actually trust and to be there for you and support you where you need it, So you are very blessed, like you said, man. Having a great staff is so important to any program's success in college basketball.
No doubt. I mean, more than anything, I was smart enough to know that I'm not smart enough to do it without great people. And these guys really carried me in a lot of ways. And I'm forever grateful. It's a lesson that I learned years ago, but I really got a chance to see it play out how when you do have great people in your organization, like Kyle Condon, Isaiah Campbell, Jordan Glover, Jess Summey, Danica Johnson, Vinny Colludi, and the coaches that you mentioned, it really, you know, Chris Clerkley, the role that he played in our program, you know, it was really, I could sleep at night because I knew that everybody was moving in the same direction, that that we weren't going to be hit with a whole bunch of surprises day to day. When it came to things that we can control, there was plenty of surprises that came up beyond our control, but our ability to manage those things was supported by the people. And we had great, great people.
And Coach Lanier, what I'm happy about is this. I'm seeing success of Georgia Tech, who you guys beat in overtime this year. That was a wild game you guys had. Mears building something great at Kennesaw State up there, and Greg Geary flagged this I-75 corridor here of Kennesaw, even Chattanooga with Lamont Paris. I mean, it's amazing to see what you guys are doing at your programs, how you took over these jobs and are building young men the right way. Talk about just Georgia basketball and I-75 corridor, and how happy you are to see the development of your peers in the business as well, and seeing all the young men from this area come play for you guys and become successful young men after basketball as well.
Well, I count Lamont as a friend. You know, I know he's not in the state, but he's a great coach and somebody I lean on, and we stay in touch with one another. He's doing just a phenomenal job. I'm just proud of that relationship. Amir is another guy I count as a friend. We've gotten closer. We lean on one another for information. And I think his record in year two does not even come close to showing what kind of job he's done. The breakthrough came late in the year. And next year, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt in my mind what he's done with a young group, keeping them together, keeping the energy and enthusiasm in that program and trying to build it, and having talent, young talent in the program, and having everybody back next year and keeping that group together, they're going to be heard from. So, you know, we might end up playing them at some point and be rivals, but that's a young man in the mirror that I'm really pulling for. And I think he's a terrific coach, and I think he is grinding away, and I think he's going to build something that the people in that program and the people in this community who know Amir is, can be proud of. Greg Geary, tremendous coach, and we've had some battles with them already in 2 years. He just done a phenomenal job, and that's only going to get better. And I've known Josh Pastner since Josh was coaching AAU ball in Texas. And, you know, he's a phenomenal coach. He's still relatively young, but he's been a head coach for so long that people don't realize how young he is. He's yep. Doing a phenomenal job, and you know, it's undeniable. You know, and good for them. They're an NCAA tournament caliber team, and he's built a winning program. And you know, good for them. So, I appreciate Josh because they didn't have to play us. And most programs of their caliber, they had won 10 ACC wins. It, you know, most people look at that game and say, that doesn't do us any good. And he was willing to do it, and it didn't hurt them. And it wound up helping us, but it took nothing away from them. And it did something for the city to have the rivalry. We'll get to play them again. And even if we were to beat them, it's not going to hurt them because he's doing a good job. And so, and certainly, you know, their ACC program, and part of that contract is going to bring them to our place in year three of it when we open our new arena. And most head coaches don't have enough confidence in their program to stick their neck out and play a game that is winnable for the lower caliber program, if you will. And Josh's willingness to do that really doesn't benefit them as much as it could benefit us. But for him to do that And for us to have that opportunity in this community to play a game that's going to bring a lot of interest, especially when COVID is over and people can come watch the game. This is really that whole decision. We would want to do that all the time. This was Josh's decision, and he deserves credit for that. And regardless of who wins the game, he deserves credit for allowing the game to happen, because very few people in the country, in a local setting like that, crosstown, would ever do what he's done. And a lot of people in his situation get criticized for not doing it. And so the same energy should be applied to giving him credit for allowing this to happen.
You got that right, because like you said, a lot of guys would duck you because they know you're good and they know you're a hell of a coach. And he's a great guy. I love him to death. And I love the fact that we have, like with Greg, yourself, Amir, and Josh, four guys who really care about the community and Georgia basketball seriously. And really, and you all are all friends. All of you talk glowingly about each other to me. So I know it's really genuine and true. And that's why I was glad to see that. Why you all competitors on the court and for recruits, but off the court, you, it's one Georgia, one message, and one team. And I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good observation on your part. You know, I think there's a lot of mutual respect among everyone. And we all know we're in a great basketball community in the state of Georgia, and in particular in Atlanta. And so we all should want to see one another thrive. There's enough good players around here, and we should all want to see everybody playing good basketball. I think that's good for this area. We should all want to keep kids home.
You get up there, right? Coach Lanier, I thank you for your friendship and your time always, Coach. I look forward to seeing you guys in person next year, man. Once we get your thing kind of normalized, man. I want to come see you guys play the Sports Arena a few more times before you all move down the road to Turner Field there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, Coach, for sure.
My man, appreciate you. Great work. Keep it up.
Anytime, Coach. Be blessed, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right.